Thanks for joining us this Thursday evening, and God bless you so very much. The Lord's given Brother Freedom some wonderful things, and the Holy Spirit's going to help him. Father, we just thank you, and we praise you, and we bless you. You're so glorious. Thank you in advance for your mighty move. Thank you, Lord, you're going to lift Brother Freedom up by the power of the Holy Ghost, not to glorify him, but to glorify yourself. And you're going to touch the listeners because, Father, you love them so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, we just thank you. Lord, I thank you for your wonderful blessings. I thank you that you're real. I thank you're forever faithful. And I thank you for your great love that never diminishes. It's always there, that eternal love. Oh, that you've given us an inheritance that fades not away, is reserved in heaven for your believers, for your children. And Father, I just give you praise, glory, and honor. And for our wonderful Savior, Jesus, I just praise you and thank you. Glory to God. Oh, I know you're coming back very soon, Lord Jesus, and I'm waiting for that coming. I'm looking for that day. Lord, what is going to be a wonderful time. Oh, praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Holy Ghost, for being with me, putting up with me. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you for all you've done. And I praise you this day. In Jesus' name, amen. I truly believe that we're living in a time of we've never been here before. Nothing like what we're in. It's new surroundings, new beginnings, and a time, pace that's in between dispensations. I really believe it. We're at the end of phasing out what we call the day from Jesus Christ to the time he comes. And I believe that time is just about to be fulfilled. And I believe that many will be missing. And they're not going to be bad people missing. They're going to be good people. And also, the Lord told me today there's going to be some people that's looking for his coming. It's going to miss too. Because of their hearts. Of what they do. What they say. If we've got a church. I'm going to say it because I don't have a church. Because we want numbers to be there, we're not going to say nothing to offend anybody. We don't offend nobody. Everybody's just happy. And we know that brings consent to go the wrong direction. Because it takes God's glorious power working in us to become an overcomer. Without that overcoming power, we don't have the framework. We don't have the character. We don't have a disposition to live in the things above reproach and actually to carry it out. We get tired, we get weak, we get offended, and we get discouraged. And all those things can bring us down to a place that we can have no attack on the things that God had us here to attack. We're to be a firehouse of God's product in us. We're to be delivered in serving our God. It's just not halfway, not circumstance, or just occasionally. It's all the time. It's there that we live in that place that God has called us to be into. And that takes the grace of God. It takes the character of God. It takes the infilling of God's Spirit. I believe the infilling of God's Spirit. It's the glorious, glorious, glorious HaKamashita, that His Spirit that works in you. It creates a right spirit in us that we can be a vessel of praise, that we can be a vessel of honor, that we can walk circumspectly before God in His direction. Without these characteristics, we're unable. And one of the things that the Lord told me today, He says, today they want their character to be known. Most everybody is living for a name, for a reputation. And there's no reputation to boast of it. God's the one that gives you a reputation. You know, really, in the old days, a school teacher had a high reputation. They was a high calling. Because a school teacher was a pretty moral-minded person in the community. Because of God. And all these high positions that men has dampened since, but they were once calling of God, was done to the tutorship of God, this Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, came down and moved upon the hearts of many people, that they lived a righteous life, they walked in like manner, they abstained from all appearance of evil, they walked in obedience to God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, they was walking together with God. The pathway of the just is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. They stayed in rank with God. It's like an army. You got to be in step. One man is in step. The whole battalion, the whole companies, the whole divisions, if they're all in step, left, right. And that's the way it is with God. It's left, right. We're left out the old bondage and right with God. Left with the old bondage, right with God. Left, right, left. Left things, pardon away, and right goes toward God. Left, right, get away, Satan, come on, God, get away, Satan, come on, God. Left, right, that's what you did in cadence. Left, right, but I'm saying, soldiers of God, we come against the things of the left and come to the things of right. And we start growing. It's a message that many people haven't sought for. But with that, I'm going to start off on something different. But it ties right into this. It's in the 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, and the 3rd verse. Knowing this first, that there shall come the last days, scoffers walking after their own lusts. Now, that's probably been happening for quite a while. It says last days, but these scoffers put down the things of the Lord. I've seen it in the churches, and they said, we don't want what you have. We don't believe that stuff. But here it just says, knowing this first, there shall come in the last days scoffers. Peter said, walking after their own lusts. Their own lusts. When full gospel businessmen came in force, they had a real good, the chapters were well, God was moving mightily, and pretty soon these elements come in that they weren't so godly. And pretty soon these men got in position, and they didn't have the real, they lost out the power of God, the gifts, and all these things that God supplies, they were shy of. Just because we want to do the thing for God, we can't do it unless God says we're doing it. We got to have the calling of God in our life. That calling's not there, it's no avail. God calls whom he wants. He positions as he calls. We don't say, you're a pastor, you're not. It's God that does the whole, he summons the whole, and we're just to get ourselves fit for where he wishes to position us. And when you're suited up with your suit for that position, then God directs your path, and he goes before you. Now, Peter says right here, after their own lusts. The Bible says, lust conceived that bringeth forth sin. When sin is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, ever beloved. Every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father above, who there is no variableness, neither shadow turning. That's in James. We need to remember God is in command. Just because we think things were sliding by, God has a payday. He's got a record. Yes, it happened this week, and this man thinks that everything's fine, but he's got some troubles down the road. And things like we need to watch how we treat God's beloved, because God takes care of these things himself. And when God tells you, hey, I'll take care of it myself, then the other person's in trouble. God is the answer in business right now that he wants to keep things in his pattern. You know what a pattern is? Like the airplanes come in, they stay in the pattern. They go out as that lets them go out, they come in the same in the pattern. God has a pattern for all of us as his saints. He has a spirit and we're all to be subject to his will, subject to his direction. And that nothing you say, well, nothing happened. No, there's very few that's in that force of God's pattern. He still has it, but there's not many in it. But right here, this designates very soundly that he said this in the last days. Knowing this, that first come in the last days. And why I'm saying this, because we are in the last days. The Bible says in Timothy, perilous times have come in the last days. Here it says in the last days, knowing this first, there shall be scoffers walking their own lusts and their own ties, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? It says his coming, that's Jesus. The promise of Jesus coming. It says his, but it's Jesus. Jesus is coming. And since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue. And saying, this is what they're saying, all things continue as what I've heard this over and over by them. These are scoffers. For this they will in their ignorance, but the heavens of old, and the earth out of water, and the earth in the water, and the earth then was overflowed with water, perished. Whereby the world then overflowed with water, perished. But the heaven and earth, which are now by the same word, kept and restored on the day of judgment against the condition of ungodly men. God has it all in control. But there is a day when God's going to bring us all back. This whole atmosphere is kept by His word, day by day. God knows exactly when everything is going to come. And we just have to learn to fit in His, not in our mold, but in His mold. God's not going to change. We better change. I'm trying to change more and more and more. I'm trying to be more like Him. I think there's still lots of burdens on me. God really wants us to explore in Him. See, we've all been prone to want to explore where we want to be. Well, you know, that's where we get in trouble. Because when you get in around some things, or not, or like you get in electricity, it burns you. But see, He's going to start manifesting more openly and more openly as the time progresses. He's going to start making Himself real to people. Mark my words, we're going to start seeing healings. It's done because all He has to do, a lot of things are done by Satan anyway. He just removes that attack and the person thinks they're healed. Very simple. It's not God. There's a satanic way to come in these last hours to seduce the hearts of the righteous. That seducing the heart of the righteous, what we got to be in touch and touch with God, that we're not overcome with the seducing powers that brings us down to a darkness, that our vision is blackened, darkened. He talks about our vision being darkened, blinded. And our Lord told me the other day that our senses gets sort of limited, then we're getting blinded. And when we seek God as a new child, we're supposed to grow the other way. Our senses increase and the blindness goes off. But when the blindness comes on, then our senses get dull again. And to keep this in proper perspective, we got to keep this housing of each character here, we got to be housed with the things from God. How do we do that? We got to do it through seeking Him. We got to do it through consecration. We got to do it through dedication. And that's the place of the Christian today, that we need to, our mobility means to be through God, not a man. The Bible says, come out from among it, be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive it. I'll be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons, said the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves, from all filth of the flesh, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Perfecting, it's up to us. Now this may be pretty deep what I'm talking about, but it's just exactly how it takes place. God showed me. We have to realize that like we build an engine or we build anything nowadays, there's a lot of pieces. I used to work on transmissions, maybe a couple thousand, 3,000 pieces in a transmission, a lot of them. Springs, bolts, all these dowels, bearings, seals, gaskets. And that's where we are. There's a lot of little pieces. And there's only one that can make us fit. And that's God. Your pastor can't get you. He can bring you to Him, to the Lord, but He can't do nothing with you. You've got to seek God. He is the one that controls you. He's the one that makes you not to be a misfit. And there's many misfits because we're not, the glory of God's not in us. We're being deceived. We're being, our whole being is being darkened. We're losing that once love. We're losing that, what's that zeal we had to serve God. We're losing our potential to call upon God. We're losing that dynamic love, that drive that we had for God. That we're getting far away. We're sliding way backwards. And God says, come out from among, seek me. We have to reassemble. We have to tear down, to rebuild. But we must do that. It has to be. We need to tear down the old man and build up the new man by the Spirit of God. We haven't got too much time, but we need to be on fire for God, alive unto God, dead to this world. Because we need to have the power of God insulated in our heart by the surgical power of God, that we illuminate the heavenly places. That our programming is not from man, it's programmed from God the Father through the Holy Ghost in us. They're programming. It's like you around computers. It's programmed somehow, I think. That's the way we are. We have to be programmed with God's Spirit. The Kamashita, the glory of the Kamashita. What comes in, comes out. What puts in, comes out. That's what a computer is too, I think. What you put in, what comes out. That's what we are. If you put in a bunch of junk, you're going to come out a bunch of junk. You put in a bunch of anger, you're going to come out a bunch of anger. All the mold flies. It has snowballs on it. It's a little bit, gets explosive. It gets devilish. It gets the inspiration of the Antichrist. It gets the inspiration of the one that's against God. God's here to reestablish His church this last day because it's coming very soon, very shortly. He is at the door. That overflowing of water in the day of Noah was, you know, it was, had to be bad. Any time that you lose life, and they say the Bible is really gory. Well, it is because it, yes, it does. It shows all the, when the earth opens up and things like that, it's a gory thing. How Lot was there, how that his wife was become a pillar of salt. Those things happen because God is God. And we got to remember God can play hardball. I mean, He is really, we don't have no words to express. God is real. He's love, but yet He will not be consumed because He is a consuming power. He can consume everything. He can cast the devil out in a second. He can stop His works right now. And He will. In a lot of instances, He that dwells in a single place, the Most High shall abide. It still happened. I'm the single place of the Most High. And I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress. Doesn't change. But He wants to help us this day and forevermore. The heavens and earth, which are now by the same word, are kept reserved in the day of against judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Now what's this judgment going to be? It says right now. But beloved, be not ignorant of one thing. A thousand years is a day, and a day a thousand years, God's not slack concerning His promise to men, count slackness, was long suffering us, we're not willing that any should perish, but all should come repentance. Looking for the hastening. What are we looking for? We're looking for the hastening, the coming of our Lord. Coming of the day of God. We're in the heavens. Right afterwards, going to be on fire. The elements shall be dissolved and burned with fervent heat. Just think about that. All these people says, I don't want to, I just can't stand to leave this. I couldn't stand to go to heaven anyway because I couldn't stand. They don't understand there's not going to be nothing left here. Churches say the same thing. Oh, we got such a beautiful church. God ain't going to come down. I don't know what to tell you. It is going to happen. The Bible says, be not deceived. For God's not mocked whatsoever man soweth. That shall they also reap. In life, you steal a lot of your life through unfruitful things. You're going to receive an unfruitful harvest. But you're all going to receive the opposite from the bad things. You're going to receive abundance of things that's not right. You don't want them. Bible says to pursue righteousness, pursue the things of God, to pursue the things that are holy. Bible says, be holy, for God is holy. Without holiness, no man shall see or please God. That seems that's not popular. Here a few years back, they said, oh, don't ever say that. But that's it. It's in the Word of God. It's in the Word of God. And we can stand on God's Word. He will never say it, let us go. He is always on our side. Nevertheless, we according to His new promise look for a new heaven where there dwelleth righteousness. New earth and new heaven where dwelleth righteousness. There's going to be a new heaven and new earth. Both. And so, and all things become new. And there's going to be a lot of, God can make it just right. He can go in there and revamp it in a second, a thousand years. But I've got a feeling what Revelation says. And I'm not as, I don't know all these things, but I believe in my own heart there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. There's going to be a, and we're going to all, the Israelites are going to start right there the same way. And there'll be kings and priests out of us will be in that millennium time. Isn't that wonderful? Come and see those that live faithfully, righteously. Glory to God, you're going to go and be a king and a priest for the Lord. Hallelujah. What about that? That's sort of a promotion day. That's a day, a new day. Indeed, and glory to God, it's not a sad day, it's a happy day. See, everything that's before the world is sadness. Everything. It's predicted that even a day of trouble's never been. And we know that the money will grow short. We'll know there'll be great starvation. They know that there'll be great powers of darkness that are working here upon the earth. There's going to be violence. There's going to be things that the natural person don't even want to think about. It's beyond our, it boggles the mind. It's too much, it's a torture to the mind. But we as God's people don't have to be partakers of that. We have to be looking and be ready to, our journey is leaving out. Not staying here. We have to just get set with heaven. And God be for us, who will be against us? He has spared not his own son, delivered him up for us. How shall he not with him freely give us all things? I'm persuaded neither life nor death nor angels, principalities, nothing present, neither height nor depth nor any other creature. Neither shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus Lord. Nothing shall be able to separate us if we stay in the will of God. But when we get out of the will of God, then we need to worry. We need to be concerned. And God wants us to survive. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent. That word diligent, that's very, I think, really caring, really searching, that ye might be found in him in peace, without spot and blemish. Without spot. Now people say, oh, you know, you guys are just, you know, God don't expect that. Well, he does say it. He says, he's looking for a holy people. And he says that he'll help us. And I guarantee you myself, I believe I'm an overcomer now. And I think that that's what we all strive for, that being that we don't, none of us, we have to come to a place, if it's the latter part of our life, it's that we have grown to that place. It hasn't been easy. It's been a hard fight. It's been I feel the glory of God. The saturation of God's Holy Ghost is real. He wants to furnish you, protect you, guide you, deliver you, set you on fire because you have known his name. You know the 91st Psalm? I could never remember this until this week because I never took it for myself. You know, I would read the Bible, if I thought it wasn't for me, I didn't really, I sort of backed off. But the Lord said, it's mine now. He gave it to me. This is what it says. Because he has set his love upon me, glory to God, I will deliver him, I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Kama shiva mokopa, that's mine now. It's mine, I can say it. Glory to God, I bless you. Oh, glory to God, because he has set his love upon me, I will deliver him, set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. Boy, that's for all of us. It's yours. You take it. Now I'll give it out to you. Each one of you can have it. Out there, all the world, you can take that scripture. That's 91st Psalm 14, 15, 16. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. What? Did I hear trouble? Yes. He's going to be with us in trouble. See, God sees there's going to be troublesome times. There's going to be sad times. But God's going to be with you in that time. He's going to make himself known to you because you have known his name. I will honor him. Boy, you know, I was in got a medal in Korea. And anyway, I didn't know I had it. I come down to the States, I go to Fort Hood, Texas, and one day the company commander says, you got to go to battalion to see the battalion commander. I didn't know what it was. I thought I was in big trouble. That's all. He says, I want you to be in your dress, all your ribbons on, everything else. So I said, okay, yes, sir, I'll go. So I went. I didn't know what it was. And his name was Major Blue. He said, glad to see you. I didn't know what to say. That's what we're going to be before the Lord. We're not going to know what to say because we'll be speechless. He says, you know, you could have us order a parade for tomorrow. And this whole division had to go to that parade. I said, oh, I wouldn't want that. He said, well, I didn't think you would. But he said, if you did, you could cheer yours. But he says, we can just do it here in the room if you want it. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, because you got a special award in Korea. And we want to place it to you. We want to show honor to you. Now I'm just saying what they, and that's what word honor, I thought about that. It was so beautiful what they wrote about me. It was, I couldn't believe nobody write all that about me. It was a whole big page. it showed honor because I was faithful and doing a job under combat conditions. That's the way God's going to be. He's going to honor you. He's going to come and say, my child, I've seen you out there in harm's way. I've stood there and I've seen you stand true to me. And I'm going to give you a blessing all that will last you through eternity. And what you just started is just beginning to begin. And it's going to go on to the kingdom. It's going to go on forever because you've been my child. Because you've sought me, the God of heaven, I will wish to honor you this day. Seek me, and I shall find thee this day. Call upon me, and I'll bless thee. God's here to rearrange your lives. And the last verse is, with long life, I will satisfy thee. And I will show you my long life. I've never claimed that one either. But look, I'm getting long life. God's given me a blessing this year. I didn't realize of how God blessed this old man. Last year I thought I was on the way out. Y'all, you did too. And how God's blessed me up. And this week I did something that no one else in my whole gym class could done. Friday, I went to 12 rounds of exercise without stopping, basically. And I still felt good. I couldn't even half of one 6 months ago. I had to sit down and rest. The glory is here. He's alive. You people, realize I'm real. But if he can take an old man like me and bring me down to death and bring me alive, he can do it for you. He's available. He wants you to seek him. Because if you'll seek him, you'll surely find him. Father, I just pray for a mighty glory of your spirit upon these people today. For those out there that's searching this night, I pray that you'll call upon, bless them in a mighty way. Father, let them seek you. Let them want, I don't want nobody out there to miss out in heaven. You out there, wherever you are, you need to be in heaven because I wish to see you. I want to see you in heaven that you can shake my hand. I can shake your hand and God will let me see you one day, face to face. And you should know God wants to speak to you this night. We thank you this day for your faithfulness. I pray that God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Amen. God bless.
This is wonderful. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. I don't think any of you out there have heard a message this good in very many churches.
Oh, Kamashita, it's going to get better, too. Kamashita, it's going to get better.
Kamashita. Praise the Lord.
Kamashita, Kamashita. Hallelujah, the Holy Ghost power is coming down for the hour, and the hour is right now. Seek God and you'll surely find God's here to bless you, to encourage you, to heal you, to save you, to transform you in the image of His Son, Jesus. God bless you all. Amen and amen. Have a good year. God bless you. Be ready to see Jesus. Amen.
That's our benediction. Praise the Lord. Amen.
That was a good one. Glory to God.